Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Whereas the Bible talks about in Ezekiel 38 and places like that, and in Daniel 7, talks about they're going to come in from the north, going to be Gog and Magog, and we can show you and prove to you that Gog is Russia, Magog, and we're going to show you how they're going to come in from there and who's going to join forces coming against Israel. And at the moment, you can see a lot of nations coming against Israel.
Yes.
Or had you not noticed?
Yes.
You see it all the time, right?
Yes.
They're all coming against Israel. Do you know Israel is smaller than New Jersey? Thank you. The whole of Israel is smaller than New Jersey. And you've got all the countries in the world. Well, a lot of countries in the world trying to get them out and do something. So we're going to learn about that to understand and know. Because Jesus said he's coming back for his bride. Who's the bride of Christ? We are. Now, it feels strange as a man to say that, but we are. And he's the groom. Amen? And he's coming back soon. And so last week we started talking about to believe is to receive. How many of you want to receive good gifts from God? How many of you want to receive healing if you need it, right? How many of you want to receive financial blessings and freedom from drug addiction and all addictions? We want to change our lives. But we have to learn to believe God's word and to believe and trust in God, else you cannot receive. Because he said in Mark 9:23, what did he say? All things are what? Possible to who? Those that what? Believe. All things are possible to them which believe. Well, obviously, if all things are possible to the believers, then nothing's possible to the unbeliever. Is that correct? So if you want to receive something from God, you're going to have to believe God what he said. So if he said, by my stripes, you are healed, or you were healed, or both, which he does. If he says, by my stripes, you are healed, well then, if I can believe that, and I mean really believe, I'm not just talking about pretend belief, feigned faith, or unfeigned faith. I'm talking about real faith, not feigned, should I say. Real belief, I really believe it. You can't talk me out of it. When I get to that place that God's word is true, and I believe it 100%, no matter what comes, then I'll receive. Whatever that word says, I can receive. Amen. Now, I don't know if you know, but there's a couple of thousand promises in the word of God. In fact, he says in Ephesians 3 that you've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. The problem is, I don't need nothing in the heavenlies. I need it in the earthlies. Isn't that true? When I'm dead in the flesh, if I die before the rapture, I don't need, when I get to heaven, any blessings because I'll be in the presence of God. You don't need a blessing when you're in God's presence. He is the blessing. Amen? Right? And so I don't need healing because there's no sickness in heaven. Is that correct? There is no sickness in heaven. There's no bankruptcy and lack of funds in heaven. I mean, they walk on streets of gold, right? The gates are made out of onyx and diamonds and rubies and all kinds. There's no shortage in heaven. So I don't need anything when I'm in heaven. I'm taken care of. Adam and Eve were taken care of before the fall. Amen. And so I don't need anything in heaven. Where do I need it? I need it here and now. Because I'm not going to get sick in heaven. I'm not going to be broke in heaven. I'm not going to be addicted in heaven. But those things are happening here. So I need to get the spiritual blessings from heavenly places into the here now. And I do it one way. Believe. Which is faith. I've got to believe that God, what he said, is real and is true. And if I can believe it, then I can receive it. Amen?
Amen?
So, really believing is receiving. See, a lot of people have the opinion that seeing is believing. They got it backwards. That's backwards, isn't it? Seeing is not believing. You're not going to believe it. You see, only when you see it, you'll believe it. Some people come to me and they want a healing. And I say, okay, what do you want? And they say, I want a healing for such and such. I say, okay, what are you believing? He says, well, I believe God can heal me. I have to think about it. Maybe you're one of those that said it. And I'm not getting down on you. I'm trying to help you. So you're saying, I believe God can heal me. So then I say to the people, well, when is he going to heal you? Or when will you believe that you're healed? And they'll automatically say, when I'm healed, basically. But if I'm waiting to see the healing, then I'll believe that I'm healed. I'm not going to get healed. I've got to believe that I'm healed before I see the healing in my body. I've got to believe that my bank balance is in the black, no longer in the red, before I see it in the natural. I got to believe it. That's why I said, when you pray, in Mark 11:24, when you pray what? Believe what? That you receive.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Amen. When you pray, believe you receive it, and then what? You shall have it. See, so a lot of the time what we've been doing is we've been putting the cart before the horse. Amen. Instead of putting the horse in front, we try to see it and then we'll believe it. God says, That's a natural realm. Well, we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal, is what God said. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Is that correct? So now, I have to now change my thinking around and I've got to believe something when I don't see something. And there I have to change the way I act and I live. I have to now, in fact, the best way to do it is to change, to become a believer, is to become a person with vision. Amen. Amen. I've got to see it. I've got to visualize it. And when I start to visualize it, then I can start to believe and claim it and bring it in. I've got to see me with it. I've got to see me with it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's okay, I can see Donald Trump with it, but that ain't helping my life. I need to see me with it. You will see me with the healing. I walk in divine health 23 years. You've known me now 15 years, some of you. Never been sick, right? No. Nothing. So, you don't need to see me with it. You need to see you with it. That's why when you go to buy a car, and I got this out of your book, when you go to buy a car, the salesman will say to you, can you see yourself in that car? If you say no, he moves on to the next car, he leaves you alone. But if you go to a car and he says, can you see yourself in that car? And you say, yes, but there's no ways I can afford it. His next thing he says is, get in. Because if you can see it, if you can, why do you think they got all these advertisements on television? They even have this advertisement, if you've got arthritis like I've got arthritis. They give you a vision of someone with it so you can see you with that someone with it. They're trying to get you to see you with arthritis. But let me tell you something, arthritis is from the pit of hell. And in actual fact, you should come tomorrow to healing school because I'm going to show you why you get arthritis. 95% of the time why arthritis comes. So you want to be here tomorrow. Amen. and cancers and other things. Amen. Asthma, things like that. Come tomorrow. Lots of other things. 9 o'clock. No charge. Free. Gratis. Next, no. Zip. Okay. So, the point is, they want you to see you with it. That's why they'll spend, like I said, $30 million for 30 seconds on when the Super Bowl is on. They'll spend $30 million or even more for a 30-second advertisement. Because they know when they get you to see it, you'll buy it, you'll do it, you'll go for it. Yeah. So now if you say to the guy, I can see myself in it, but there's no ways I can afford it, he doesn't care. He says, get in. Because I tell you what's going to happen now. If your intention truly, and you've seen you in it, you will find a way to get it. And if the first bank turns you down, you're not going to give up because you've seen you in it. See, the guy can't see him in it. The first bank that says no, maybe, he's gone. He's done. He's not going to try again. But when you can see you in it, you'll get a second job. You'll get your mother to co-sign. You'll get your daddy to co-sign. You'll get a loan. You'll mow lawns on the weekend. You'll do something as long as you can see you with it. And that's what they're trying to get you to do. You see, so you got to see you with the healing. I'm telling you, you've got to visualize. Now, visualization and imagination are two different things. And I've been doing some studying and reading books and stuff like that. Visualization is seeing something you've never seen before. Sorry, visualization is seeing something you have seen. Visualization is seeing something you have seen. So what you got to do now is you got to see yourself healed and then you visualize yourself healed. Amen. Get a picture of yourself healed and visualize yourself healed. Imagination is seeing something you've never seen before. Amen. So what you got to do is you've got to see yourself with the healing. Now some of you might say, no, this is crazy. This is New Age. Well, then God's a New Age God. Because he said, write down the vision. Everyone can see it. See it. See it. Make it plain to see. Right? So you've got to see you with the car. You with the job. You with the money. You with the healing. You've got to see you with it. It's no good me seeing you with it. You've got to see you with it. Amen. And so once you can do that, your belief system will bring into your life that which God has arranged for you to have. Did God not say he became poor so you can become rich? Yes. So how many of you are walking in abundantly richness? Amen. Now we can say spiritually, and by faith, yo. I'm talking really with the money in the bank. So if it's not the case, and I'm battling every month to pay my mortgage, well, then maybe there's something wrong with me, and I'm not able to see me with it. I can see me without it very easily. I used to see me sick all the time. And I used to speak and brag about sick. When a new flu comes around, I'll be the first to get it. I used to brag about it. And then I tell everybody about it. Uh-oh, flu's coming on. I tell everybody about it, right? Did any of you do that? Oh, I'm coming down with the flu. Best I go for the shot. It's free, you know, because I can't afford it, so thank God it's free. And then they inject you with the flu, and you feel sicker than when you had the flu. And it hurts. Amen.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries, such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.